And Northwest News from KPLU, affordable housing is one of the top campaign issues in Seattle's city council race. Eight candidates have come together to endorse what they call a progressive housing plan. One action point is to persuade the state legislature to lift its ban on regulating rent. KPLU's Jennifer Wing tells us it's an idea that's been explored before.
Seattle faces a limited housing supply, and rents keep going up.
A number of apartments and homes are out of the price range of the average wage earner, especially those with a family or on a fixed income. One proposed solution to that problem is rent control.
That was LeBaron Taylor reporting for Cairo TV back in 1978. In 1980, Seattle voters said a resounding no to a rent control initiative. Then in 1981, the state legislature passed a bill that banned laws regulating rent in any way. Today, this is what John Grant and several other city council candidates want lawmakers to repeal. Grant is the former executive director of the Seattle Tenants Union. He's running in District 8. He says the state's current law goes beyond preventing rent control. He says if the ban were lifted, laws could be created to protect specific populations. For example, freezing rent for the elderly.
You could have a policy that says seniors, like if you are 90 years old, you would be rent stabilized until you pass.
Grant also says Seattle could look at passing laws that would allow rent to be withheld from landlords who let their buildings go into disrepair. According to the U.S. Department of Housing, 52% of the households in Seattle are rentals. Washington is one of 35 states that has some sort of ban in place against regulating rent. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.